Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, thank you for tuning in today. We are looking this week at the sermon on Enlarge the Place of Thy Tent out of Isaiah chapter number 54. And let me read the text again. It's been we've been airing this all week, and so I want to freshen up your memory. The Bible says in Isaiah 54, verse number 1, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord." Verse number 2 is our text verse. "Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes." And so we've been talking about enlarging the tent. There's a ministry for every single one of us. We've talked about enlarging our capacity for God. If we're going to grow, if we're going to enlarge, if we're going to expand in the ministry, we've got to enlarge our capacity for God. But we've also got to enlarge our faith in God. You know, when it comes to faith, the Bible says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we got to have faith in God. Then we must, we need to enlarge our vision for God. Some people's vision is so weak and so narrow. Look, we serve a big God. Why don't we trust God? Spare not. The word spare not means to hold nothing back. Amen. Spare not. And so I tell you, I challenge you today, spare not. Enlarge that vision. Then we are going to be speaking today on enlarging our commitment for God. I tell you, we need to enlarge that commitment, that trust in the things of the Lord. Maybe we need to enlarge a little bit on our doing. I'm talking about saved people that maybe are going to church. They are looking for something to do for the glorious grace of God. And you need to find your place and get in it. Stay committed to it. Stay faithful to your task that God has given you. This is going to be part number 3 of the message. And this will be our final message today on enlarging thy tent. And we're going to now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Not only do we need to enlarge our capacity for God, but we also need to enlarge our faith in God. Look, we talk about it. We're people of faith. The Bible said, though, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. Verse number 6 says, "But without what? Faith. It's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." If we're going to reach another generation for God, we've got to trust people. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I believe this. The group that you've seen behind you today while they're coming up, can I tell you, I was looking today. There's parents there. There's young people that's getting ready to get married. There's some, I mean, that's been in youth camp that's ready now to be counselors. What I'm saying is this group that's coming on, they're ready right now. They're seasoned right now to do something great for God. But boy, we got to get together. There's no sense in enlarging a tent if I'm the only one standing here beating the pulpit. Amen. Praise God. We need to get together. Look at verse number 2 again. "Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left." Let me give you this third thought. We need to enlarge our vision for God. I just said there that we need to enlarge our faith for God, our capacity for God. But what about this? What about enlarging our vision for God? How big do you think God is? And I asked Brother Ken this morning. I said, "Brother Ken, what do you think God could do with the choir?" And he said, "We can do great things." Well, I said, "What do you think your job is to do for the choir? What do you think God wants you to do with the choir?" Amen.
your dream? What's your vision for God? Look, preacher, what's your vision for God? What's God wants to do with you? Are you thinking about, man, what area? Where am I supposed to be plugged in? Am I walking towards it? Am I doing all that I can to figure out my place and my mission and my ministry? What does God want to do with me? What does God want to do with you? I mean, every person in this building that's saved by the grace of God has a, look here, you have a role to play, but you got to find the place that God put you to be. For a moment, think about this, a vision. Let's say we're going fishing today. But if we load up today, what are we going to take on this fishing expedition? What would you take? Fishing pole? All right, what else? Bait. You got to have the bait. Amen. Anything else? A boat? Not necessarily. I mean, if you fish from the pier or the bridge you're not supposed to be fishing over, or, you know, right? You don't have to have a boat, right? But there's one thing that you've got to have. Well, that's good too. Amen. I wasn't going to go there. I believe in law and grace. Amen. Thank God. He said license for all of you on radio. Yes, you need a license. Amen. Praise God. Yes, you need to be in season, right? to make sure the game warden's happy, right? I'm talking about enlarging your vision. Oh, did you hear what he said? He said water. In other words, you need to go to a place where there are fish. Now, you know, it's funny because I never see you guys ever sitting out in front of your house. They've been casting, well, you got all the tools, all the things, but you're not throwing live bait out in the front yard. And you're not catching grass. You know, none of that. You don't do that. You go to a place where there are fish. Why do you guys think that you can have a vision for fishing but don't have a vision for God? How can you know all the tools, all the things, everything you got to have to go fishing, but yet you don't know anything, hardly, when it comes to ministry and the things of God?
Camp out right there, brother.
I mean, I can't get it. You don't have a vision for God. That's why you are the way you are. Man, if you could get a vision, just think about this. Think about it, man, if you start talking to your friends about Jesus, those ones that are depressed, those ones, man, that are down and out, those ones that are about to pull their hair out, amen, those ones that are down in the dumps, can you imagine what will happen if you start using the tools that you got here, amen, and start telling them about what God's doing for you? There's a problem, see. You'll never enlarge your vision as long as all you're doing is participating in worldly things. How many of you guys have been to nursing home ministry with me? You've been there. Put your hands down. How many of you guys were blessed by going to those things? Almost everybody. That's kind of amazing, isn't it? But guess what you did? You put yourself in a place to be blessed. You took it to the fishing hole. Amen. To enlarge your vision. Enlarging this vision also involves other things. What do you think else? What else do you think would be involved in enlarging a vision? If you've got a vision for a company, guess what? It'll only be a vision until you do something. Somebody put hands to the plow, right? Do it. Get in there and get involved, right? Let me title it like this. Enlarge your tent needs commitment. Praise God, fellas. What we're going to do is we're going to enlarge the tent today. We're going to, man, wide the curtains, and we're going to, man, take the roof up, and we're going to, man, pull the stakes out and strengthen the ropes. Guess what? Everything I just said, what is that? That's work. That's work. That takes commitment. That takes somebody saying, I'll tell you what, preacher. I'll get her done. But here's the thing. Keith, you go stand over there. You are going to be responsible for the place. You go stand right here. You're responsible for the curtains. Amen. You're responsible for the ropes. And you're responsible for the stakes. All right? Stakes. S-T-E-A-K-S. We're going to eat. Amen. No, I'm not talking about that kind of steak. I'm talking about, man, the ones that you beat in the ground. Yeah, man. That's all he thinks about. I'm telling you, all he thinks about is food. Do you understand here? Look, the vision cannot take place until everybody gets on board. Now, this is how ministry should work, all right? Brother Kevin, you go stand with Keith. You're going to help him. Amen. Brother Herman, you come stand with Brother Eddie. Amen. All right. You go stand with Elijah. Amen. He's going to tell you everything to do about what's your ministry. What's your ministry? The ropes. Amen. He's going to teach you everything. Amen. Brother Trevor, you go stand with Brother Levi. Amen. And y'all going to be the steak ministry. Get the grills out. All right, so you see what I'm... Now, this is what I want you to do. Brother Herman, I want you to go find somebody to help you. Kevin, you go find somebody to help you, Kevin. Amen. You go get somebody to help you. Go get somebody to help you, Trevor. Amen. Go find somebody. All right, y'all see what's happening right here? Y'all see what's happening? Amen. You see, man, there's more work going to be done when you get people involved. Right. So, preacher, I want to get involved. Okay, well, show me you want to get involved. Do something. Participate. Amen. Let me see your consistency. Let me see. Y'all see what I'm saying? I can't use you if you're not here. I get people all the time. This is what I get. I get people all the time talking about some other preacher, man, some other church. This is what this church doing. This is what that church. They don't, but they got a place, they got a position, and they won't grow in the place that God's planted them. You got to get a vision for your place, for your ministry, for your man, the place that God put you, and grow in that place and watch God bless it beyond measure. Now watch this. All right, the tent's going up. Y'all see it? When it comes to growth, praise God, we have got the room to grow. When it comes to growth, watch what happens. The tent that widens also has to go up because you don't want to be in a place where you're not covered, right? So if you're widening your curtains, you also have to go up in order to cover the crowd, right? So watch this. So not only does the place have to get bigger, not only does the, what was your ministry again? Okay, the ropes. Now watch this. As it grows wider, right? As it goes up, guess what happens to the ropes? They got to get what? They got to get longer. They got to stretch out there. They got to get longer. So the ministry of the ropes are going to be, man, that we're going to have more ropes. We're going to have, this thing's getting larger, right? Now what's your ministry? No, the stakes is important. Now I want you to watch this. Watch this. The whole building is going to be unstable without the stakes. The ropes is never going to have nothing to support it, to hold to, right? The curtains will fall over. Amen. The whole tent assembly itself is going to fall to biggest mess if you don't have something to anchor to. Look, this is the church. The stake is Jesus Christ. Y'all understand what I'm saying? The stake is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are anchored in Jesus. The rope is, that rope that has been pulled there is a representation of love. It's holding the whole structure together, amen. Those curtains are speaking about, man, about that, those places that are separated in our life, the Holy of Holies, they were separated by a place called the curtain, amen. Speaks about that separation, amen. That place itself is holy grounds, enlargement of the holy place. I tell you this morning, I'm here to encourage you. Look at what you can do for the glorious grace of God. Look how awesome it'd be if we all are committed. Imagine what could happen. Imagine how many. Look today, let's look at it this way. Let's break it down. Let's say that there's more than 42 people in the choir this morning. There's more than that. How can we get it all done, preacher? Many hands make light work. Let's say there was 42 people in the choir this morning. If I divide all of these 42 people up and I put them in groups of six, right? There's seven people going to different locations, covering territory, enlarging the tent ministry, the things of God, for the glorious grace of God. Can you imagine how many assisted livings we could conquer? Can you imagine how many communities we would accomplish for the glorious grace of God if we would all get involved? Somebody said, God doesn't need me. No, it doesn't make any sense. Why would God call you? Why would God save you? Why would God sanctify you? Why would he die on the cross for your sin if all he wanted you to do was sit still and be quiet? That doesn't make any sense. God wants you to be a participator. God wants you to be involved. And I'll tell you what happens, man. We get so involved in the things of God, we get blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web. worldwide web at hooperscreekbaptist.com, or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.